We have a new friend with us today.
Howdy, friend.
Let's call our new friend up to the microphone.
Come on up, new friend.
Come on up.
We'll sing a song.
He's a little scared. He's scared of Neil.
He's timid.
And who wouldn't be? Get away.
Sorry.
He's not scared of Neil. How you doing, Matt?
Good.
So, Matt, is this your first time ever being in a radio station?
Yes.
Is this your first time ever being live on the radio?
Yes.
Are you liking it?
Yes.
You having a good time?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. So you've got some music I know you selected, and you are you're third on the list. But tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
And say something other than yes.
Yes, and say something other than yes. But how old are you?
I'm 13.
13 years old. Really our youngest. Now, Lena, when she first started with Youth Voice, was 8 years old.
Weren't you?
No joke.
She was. She was 8 years old. And now you've been here for how many years? How old are you now?
I'm turning 16 next month.
There you go. She's been here for 8 years.
Yep.
That is quite a bit of time. And we've only been doing this show for 5. So you can see how impressive that really is. So, Matt, what school do you go to?
LSMS.
LSMS, nestled in the beautiful city of Lake Stevens. I'm trying to remember where that is. LSMS. It is... I don't know where it is. It's in Lake Stevens, though, right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your day. So you came and you participated, because a lot of people don't realize. They listen to the show and they think it's just a bunch of kids goofing off, which it pretty much is. But we also spend a lot of time dealing with issues, do we not?
Yes.
Yes. He's not sure about that. He wasn't quite sure. So you started out your day here. You attended a meeting. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. We discussed what next week's topic is going to be, and I believe Lena Bobina.
Yep.
Next week's topic is going to be new approaches to education, I believe.
Indeed. We're having a special guest, Kayleen Pritchard, who is also my fifth grade teacher, and she's now working with the district, actually with an independent group. I forget what it's called, but she's focusing mostly on talented and special advanced learners and, you know, stuff like that. For new restructuring the program, the educational program, and different programs that are involved, which goes into special ed,
it really applies to the entire school structure and looking at how to redesign that and look at new perspectives on
designing to fit the students' learning and not what just needs to be taught. So she's going to be coming in. I'm also going to have some people from different programs like Running Start, Everett Alternative, hopefully some people who went to private school and now go to public school, and people who are still going to private school, just a bunch of different people to
give different perspectives.
Yeah, because I think it's really important that we kind of have those perspectives, because I don't think a lot of us do, and it'll be nice to have a specialist in who can give us some ideas on how we can change our school for the better ourselves, and also
absolutely.
The changes that might be coming up in the future.
Absolutely. That should be a very, very interesting show. Then after that, we're going to talk about, then 2 weeks ahead, we're going to talk about gun control, which is the conversation that Matt and the rest had. So, Matt, I noticed that you've made a new friend that you've been carrying around with you. What exactly is that?
It's a plastic squirrel.
What is the squirrel's name?
Plastique.
Plastique?
Plastique.
The plastic squirrel.
Sit with me.
Matt, we are very, very glad to have you here. We hope you're having a very good time and that you learn a little bit as well. But what we're going to do is jump to music. Lena's up next with the song.
Yep.
What are you going to play?
I think, as far as I know, I'm playing some Anita Franco off of... This is actually a really illegal CD I burnt my friends for Christmas.
Oh, I'm calling the cops.
But
I'm not supposed to tell them.
Sorry. Anyway, so
of course,
this
we're just
is,
kidding.
Of course. This is actually off Up, 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 which is her second... No, it's her... Yeah, second from most recent release, Anita Franco, and the title's Up, 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 Up. And it's a great song. Check it out.
You're listening to Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSER.
Points the spy on the steeple. God's work isn't done by God, it's done by people. And up, 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 up points the fingers of the trees and the lumberjacks with their bloody axes are on their knees. And just when you think that you've got enough growth, everywhere that you go in life, enough knows. Up dances the steam from the sewer. She rounds the corner, brutal wind blows right through. And up raises the stakes of the game. Each day sinks its footprint into her clay, and she's not the same. And just when you think that you've got enough grows, and everywhere that you go in life, enough knows. And half of learning how to play is learning what.
Back, I mean, Nate miscued me. Now,
I'm a little off today.
You know what, we all are, it's all right. We all have our moments. In any event, you know, Youth Voice is a weekly youth run radio talk show, and boy, Neil, you got what?
Hold on, I'm getting it.
And any what?
The YMCA of Snohomish County is composed of people of all ages, ethnic backgrounds, religious affiliations, united in sharing the values of caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility through the programs that build strong kids and families and strong communities.
Thank you, Neil, very much. Neil, pulling the mission of the YMCA of Snohomish County out of his wallet. Talk about dedication to the mission and vision of the YMCA of Snohomish County. This is actually a program of the Everett Family YMCA. Did you know that Youth Voice has been running for 5 years? That is a long time to do a youth run radio talk show. It really is, and we do a lot of great things here. Now, we are always interested in hearing your feedback, your comments, your questions, your concerns. And you can do so one of two ways. You can either email us, youthvoice@hotmail.com, youthvoice@hotmail.com. Let us know what you think about the show. Give us show ideas. Maybe you've got contact with a young person who you think would be great for our program. We'd be more than happy to have them on. You can contact, yeah, like Matt. Or you can give me a call. Now, you can call me in my office at the YMCA at 425-258-9211, extension 106. Leave me your name and your number, and I'd be more than happy to get back to you and hear what you have to say about Youth Voice and the topics that we cover on the show. Right, Nate?
Yep.
Nate, you are up next in this music extravaganza.
Yes, I am.
This cornucopia of music.
Plethora.
Horn o' plenty.
Okay.
Horn o' plenty, that's a cornucopia.
It's our music o' plenty.
Music o' plenty, whatever.
Yep. All right. Anyway, I'm going to play a little world premiere track. It's so new, it hasn't even been out like more than 5 hours.
Holy smokes!
Yep.
Fresh off the presses.
Yep. It's a anniversary track.
Anniversary track.
Yeah, anniversary track to the 1 year release of DJ SD's first album, Sleep Deprivation.
Did you know that DJ SD is our personal DJ?
Yep.
He is the one that designs our intros, outro. Neil, you're not a DJ.
I'm DJ.
You're something.
I'm DJ Al who threw that.
Yeah, you're going to be DJ Al who kicked me out of the studio in a minute. Go on, Nate.
But anyway, it is Sleep Deprivation Part 2, kind of a continuation off of the first album. And it's very interesting. It crosses over between three different genres, actually. It goes from breakbeats to rock and roll and to trance. So check it out, and I hope you enjoy it.
Lost my mind. Mind. Discover the wonder.
Thank you.
Wow. Welcome back to Youth Voice. That was something else. What was that called again?
Sleep Deprivation Part 2.
Sleep Deprivation Part 2.
Yeah.
This time is personal. Welcome back to Youth Voice. We're doing music today, and up next is our friend, our new friend, Matt. Young Matt, come to the microphone. Matt, so is it true that I heard that at the YMCA today you set off an alarm? Is that?
Yes.
How did that ever happen?
Why'd you do that?
You guys tricked me into opening up the
That is
door.
Not your shh. Yes, poor Matt. We've been having a little bit of fun at his expense today, but hopefully it's been fun for him as well. Matt, you're going to play a song, are you not?
Yes.
Why don't you tell me what it is?
Oh, it's... Germs.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. By who? I know he's getting a little nervous. By who?
Weird Al.
Weird Al. See, now we don't play a lot of Weird Al on the show, but we are all big fans of Weird Al, are we not? Yes, we are. Indeed, indeed. So this is Germs, Weird Al. Now, if you're not familiar with Weird Al, he's sort of a weird, and he's weird. He kind of does spoofs of some very popular songs.
What album is this off of?
What album is it off of? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Running with Scissors.
Running, yes.
What record label?
John.
Never mind. All right. Poor John's running Matt through the paces. So here is Weird Al with Germs on 90.7 KSCR.
Sometimes I really wanna be alone. That's one state I'm never in. Because I know that I've got millions upon millions of tiny one-celled organisms living on my skin. I will be scrawled until my flesh is red and bleeding. But they just come right back again. Can't even see them. To go to sleep, that's when they start the sneak attack. In the morning I wake up in utter horror to find my teeth are covered with bacterial plaque. Can't get those parasites. Thank you.
Weird Al selection from our friend Matt.
Weird.
Weird. It was pretty weird.
You know what's really weird?
Why don't you come to the microphone and share it with
you
us
all? You know what's really weird?
I do, but why don't you tell me?
We went to Safeway, and we bought cookies from the Girl Scouts.
Oh,
13% more cookies in every box.
Yeah, 13% more cookies, not cookie.
Oh.
So there are more. There are 13% more cookies.
So does that mean?
I'm not
like
quite sure what that means.
If you had 100 cookies, you'd get 13 more?
I think so. I think that's what they're saying.
How many is in a box?
You know, it doesn't say.
No, it doesn't.
Not that I can see.
Like, is there going to be like 3/5 of a cookie in a box? Like,
yeah, I think that they're counting the crumb, maybe.
Or I don't know.
You know, because there's some crumbs and all right. I don't know. Sit down.
It's mind-boggling.
Thank you. All right, Jeff, you're going to play a song. Save me from this madness.
Yeah, I'm going to play Deftones from their latest album, Around the Fur. They're coming out with a new one called White Pony, but this is from the last one they put out. And it's called Shut Up and Drive, but in parentheses it says Far Away.
So Deftones are sort of a hardcore. Who are they? What are they? Because I think when I hear Deftones, I don't know why I think ska, but they're not ska, are they?
No, they're...
Like the farthest.
They're not ska. They're, I think you're thinking of like
tones, like Viagra tones or
super
yeah,
tones.
Yeah, yeah,
the
skeletons,
diablotones,
or whatever. Diablotones. I mean, that sort of strikes me as ska-ish. But they, what genre of music does that come from?
Kind of alternative and hardcore, just mixed together.
They haven't really made it big though yet, have they?
They've made it. Like not as big as like
not
Korn
like a commercial
has.
A commercial success.
Yeah, but they're still big.
Okay, got it. You're listening to Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSER. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Youth Voice. A little Deftones for you. Yeah, sort of hardcore. I mean, sort of alternative, sort of a little bit of a gothic edge, it sort of felt like. I mean, sort of.
Just a little bit.
Anyway, today's music day here on Youth Voice, and we are playing music. But first, you know, last week we had a rather interesting conversation around religion, and we were missing some facts about sort of the percentages of religions, and we received some interesting information that Lena will share with you now.
Statistics on percentages of religions, and actually there's a couple other things in here too. We got this from a board member who is spending several months in Australia, and he sent us this email, and it states that if the Earth population was 100 people, you know, shrunk down to 100 people, the ratios would be 21 would be atheists or profess no religious convictions, 19 would be Catholic Christians, 15 would be other Christians, 18 would be Muslim, 13 would be Hindu, 6 would be Buddhist, 3 would practice Chinese traditional and or Confucian. Yeah, okay. 2 would practice tribal religions. Oh, and 3 would represent all other religions of the world.
Which is kind of interesting. So basically what they're saying is that the majority of people on the globe are atheists or profess no religious convictions.
Indeed.
Very, very interesting. But when you look at that second statistic there, we're looking at the 19 would be the Catholic Christians and 15 would be other Christians. You know what I'd like to do is find the source for this.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty nice little email because it kind of goes through and talks about what that group of people would look like were you to have that, you know, 100 folks. And it's pretty interesting, I think.
It is. There's some interesting things, and there's like 50 would suffer from malnutrition, 70 would be unable to read, and only 1 would have a college education.
Which I thought was pretty interesting. Very, very interesting.
Indeed. Last week was such a great show because we had people calling in and asking questions and commenting and stuff, and it really made the show go. It made us feel a whole lot better about the show and kind of put more energy into it because we had some audience feedback.
Absolutely, Lena. And I think that that's a nice segue to say you're listening to the show right now and you think you want to know what you think about a particular issue, or there's something that you want to share and get youth perspective about. What I would encourage you to do is send us an email. That's youthvoice@hotmail.com, and let us know what you think. Let us know what you think about the show. Let us know. Give us some constructive, I'm emphasizing the word constructive, feedback on what it is you would like us to discuss. I think that we can truly say that we've got some of the brightest minds here involved in this radio show. Well, at least most of us, 99% of us. There are those.
Maybe.
There is an exception.
There's a couple.
Yeah, I'll say a couple. But we really have a great time on the show, and we really work very, very hard to present information that is A, responsible, and B, entertaining. So, with all that being said, contact us, youthvoice@hotmail.com, or call me at my office, 425-258-9211, extension 106, and let us know what you think.
And if during the show you had any immediate comment on what we're talking about, or if you want to ask us a question, or just yell at us for being hooligans, which happens. The studio number is 425-742-1146, and it really made all the difference last week, and hope to get that again.
Absolutely. Well, today we're doing a music show because, boy, we just needed a break. It was like a run of these heavy, hard-hitting topics. So today we're just going to relax and listen to some music. Up next is Neil, who's not standing at the microphone.
Yes, I am.
There you are. Hi.
Hi.
Howdy.
How you doing?
How are you?
Pretty good.
You're going to play some music,
right? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm going to play the Voodoo Glow Skulls' Left for Dead.
Left for Dead?
Yes, it comes off their 1996 or 97.
Why don't you get your mouth right next to
the album? I know, but it's so short.
It is. We had to shorten it a bit.
Their 1996 album. Band Geek Mafia.
Band Geek Mafia.
Off Epitaph Records. And it's a really cool song.
All right, so I have a challenge. Are you ready to take the Troy challenge? Are you ready? You think you can do it?
Take the physical challenge.
No, it's not a physical challenge.
Okay.
Well, it is to a certain degree.
All right.
We're going to see how many times... Well, actually, Neil's going to avoid saying the word do you think he can do it, folks? Do you think he could... Matt says no.
Of course not.
He's been here for a couple hours, and he already knows who Neil is. He's got him pegged. But that's the challenge, and we're going to listen to Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Oh, what do I get if I win?
What do you get?
Yeah.
How about a great radio show?
No. I don't want that.
How about professional radio demeanor?
I don't want that.
I know. I know you don't. We'll think of a nice prize. We'll give you some Girl Scout cookies. Oh, wait, you ate them all. Anyway, so Voodoo Glow Skulls here on Youth Voice 90.7 KSER. Someone help me. You know, I'm going to say that this is Youth Voice on 90.7 KSCR, FM Everett. I'm going to go out on a limb. Actually, no, what I was going to say is that I'm going to talk with Nate right now, because we're going to start a new little segment on the show. It's going to be called the...
It's called the Nate and Troy are Techno Geeks segment.
Yeah, that's pretty much the truth. But actually, we're going to call this the Application of the Week. I don't know. We'll figure out a name for it.
Program of the week.
The program of the week. Today's program of the week is...
Or what's week this week?
No, it's not week. This is a good program.
Yes, it is.
Is...
ICQ.
ICQ. Talk to me a bit about what ICQ is.
It's a instant messenger program. One of the first ones out there. And I would like to thank you for doing this right now while I have something in my mouth.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for putting something in your mouth during the radio show.
Uh-huh.
But,
no problem.
But anyway, so the whole idea behind ICQ is, if you get it, it's I, letter I, C,
and
Q, I, ICQ. Eh? Get it? It's actually a really handy, very, very handy program. It is not too difficult to set up.
No.
It is
fairly easy.
It is fairly easy. It's really essentially about a download.
An AOL user could do it.
You know what? An AOL user could do it because my mother is on AOL.
Yep.
She just recently purchased a computer for the very, very first time, and we set her up. She lives over in Yakka, Vegas. Crackama. Mm-hmm. Yakima.
Over there
in the wilds. And so we set her up, and it was very, very easy. My mother had never used a computer before, and essentially what she did is she went to mirabalis.com.
Or ICQ.com.
Or ICQ.com. Go and check it out. Download the program. And essentially what it does is it allows you to connect to people who are on the internet as well, but you can see them as they are connected. You don't have to be in a special room, and it is sort of a floating... What do you want to call that?
I don't know.
A controller sort of deal. It's
yeah,
like
control panel.
It's just like a control panel that floats over your window, and you can... And the good thing about ICQ, it's free.
Yeah.
It is free. So uh-huh. Go check it out, because it's a very, very fun very fun program to use, and then you can give us a call and let us know what your number is, and then we'll put you on all of our lists and harass you.
Yep. And other cool things about ICQ is you're not just... you know, restrained to just sending messages back and forth. You can also, if you have like Quake 2, you can go find other players and play Quake games, and you can send voice messages and files and everything.
Absolutely. You can do real-time chat with people that you see. You basically can set up a real, a really fun virtual community for yourself of your friends and family and new people that you meet on the net.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. So once again, go to ICQ.com and download that. A free program, a lot of fun, lots of a very practical program for you,
yep.
And handy as well.
And just remember to be safe and use your best judgment.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, when you're dealing with people on the internet, you really don't know who people are. So
yep.
You could be talking to an 80-year-old woman or an 8-year-old boy. You just have no idea.
Yep.
So be careful out there.
Yeah. It's a dangerous world.
Now, this next song is the one that I wanted to hear because I've heard so much about it. Now, I thought I hadn't heard the song until they played it, but essentially the song is called Blue.
Everyone's heard it.
Everyone's heard it, but I hadn't. But then I had.
Yeah.
I thought I hadn't because when people sing it, they sing it wrong and they sound like weirdos. But
Neil.
So tell me, who is responsible for this song?
It's Eiffel 65. And they got a funny little story behind their name. It originally was just going to be Eiffel, and their manager was jotting down their name for the guy who was making their covers for their CDs, and he jotted down a phone number next to it and accidentally wrote 65 on the piece of paper, and it wrote across the paper, and it went to the designer, and he thought, oh, the band name's Eiffel 65, and they just decided to stick with it, and it kind of has a funny story behind it.
Very fascinating. That's very interesting.
Yep.
So, for your listening edification, it is Blue by Eiffel 65.
Yep, and it's off the album Europop. So, here it is.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him. Inside and outside, blue his house with the blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen to. I'm blue, I'm blue, I'm blue.
trees are too. I have a girlfriend and she is so blue. Blue are the people here that walk around. Blue like my Corvette, it's in enough time. Blue are the words I say and what I think. Blue are the feelings that live inside me.
Hi, this is Troy. I was warning Neil not to harm Matt with a squirrel because he's being a little Neely.
It can also be a public advisory, too.
Yes, exactly. Folks, don't harm people with a plastic squirrel. This message brought to you by
Youth Voice.
In any event, today's Music Day, and John Boy is going to play a song.
Yes, I do, and it's much better than that last song that somebody played. Yeah, I really don't like that. Why did you play that, Charlie?
Well, because I wanted to hear it, but
if people want to hear it, they turn into that Kiss 106.1 station, and they can hear it twice an hour.
Do they play it twice an hour on there?
Pretty much. That's like all I hear whenever my sister turns that station. I'm sick.
Wow.
I'm shaky, Troy. Okay.
Are you a little weak today?
After that song.
I'm traumatized. It's taking something out of you. But Neil listened to it seriously four times in a row.
Yeah, and that's why I had to walk out of the room and
You needed some breath. You needed,
yeah.
It makes his head shake. It's very,
yeah.
All right. We won't play that again. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Okay. That's officially banned then from the U.S.?
Yes, officially banned.
Yay.
No more da-ba-dee-da-ba-da.
Okay. So anyways, I'm going to play something that you probably won't hear on Kiss ever. And if you were, it wouldn't be twice an hour. This is Squirrel Nut Zippers from their first album, The Inevitable. And this song is Good Enough for Granddad. Yes.
He doesn't have his headphones on, so he can't hear it.
What are you doing?
Oh, they're just putting a little backdrop of music.
Is this blue?
All right, folks, you're listening to Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSCR. It's Music Day. Up next, it's a Squirrel Nut Zippers. Enjoy.
Squirrel.
Times were sad, was good enough for granddad. Been to all kinds of places, been to every old foreign land. Ain't a man alive shucking jive better than granddad can. All the good times that he had, they were good enough for granddad. They're good enough for me. Been to all kinds of places, been to every old foreign land. Ain't a man alive, shuck and jive better than granddad can. All the good times that he had, even when the times were sad, was good enough for granddad. Yeah, dad. All the good times that he had, if they were good enough for granddad,
wow. Welcome back, Youth Voice Music Day. Lena's going to play a little singer song.
That's right. I'm going to play some Macy Gray.
Macy Gray, oh. Who did win or didn't win?
I think she was snubbed. I don't think she won, and I really think she deserved to. Not that I have anything against Christina Aguilera, but I think as a Best New Artist, she was much more suited for the position.
She was much more of the best.
She was more cooler. So,
are you just like really far away from the mic, or is it just
maybe?
My...
Is that better?
That's much better.
Sorry.
That's right.
So, I'm actually in the production booth, which is kind of exciting.
Yes, because you're being trained. You are learning the ins and outs of production.
I'm learning on the weekend. So
yeah.
So I'm gonna play some Macy Gray off of Macy Gray on How Life Is, which is the name of the CD, and it's track number 3 called Caligula, I think.
Caligula.
It's a good song.
Could it be Caligula?
Maybe. Don't make fun of me.
I'm just asking.
All right. Well, thank gosh that Nate's in there to help you along with that little... I don't know. You're listening to Youth Voice. Here is Macy Gray. Back to Youth Voice. Today is Music Day, as I've been saying 1,000 times over, and we actually do this probably once a month, and we just chill, we hang out, play a few of our selected songs. It's really a very eclectic collection, is it not?
Yep.
Yep, it is, and Nate's going to play something next.
Yes, a little Dimitri from Paris. It is Sacré Français off of the Sacré Bleu Edition Speciale CD, which is exactly how it's pronounced. Thank you very much.
Very good.
And I really like the track, and I think the first part is really fitting to our music shows, so I hope you like it.
I hope you like it as well, because we like you. Here you go.
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of hip. This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
Bonjour, madame. Bonjour, monsieur. Nous allons, grâce à ce disque créé spécialement pour vous, essayer de tirer ensemble le maximum de qualité sonore de votre chaîne Haute Fidélité.
Sit back. Relax. And close your eyes.
Sacré français.
danser, mademoiselle?
Je ne suis pas celle que vous croyez.
Wow. What an interesting song that was. Sacre Bleu. Lena's on the at the helm. Are you a little nervous? Lena's learning how to do the technical stuff because this is Youth Run Radio, and this is an opportunity for kids to express their opinions, play their music, and run their community radio station, which is here, 90.7 KSER. It's really radio for the adventurous listener, right?
Yep.
Yep.
That's my line.
That's Nate's line. All right. Sorry. Up next on today's show, Music Day, is Matt. Matt, the newcomer. Matt's been hanging out all day with us, doing a little bit of community service, school required. Matt's 13 years old, and he's doing a very, very good job. The shocking thing, Matt, is that of everybody here, you are the most mature. Well, maybe Nate. And maybe Nate. But Matt, you're going to play some songs, or a song for us, are you not?
Yes.
Well, lay it on me, bro. That's when you tell me what song it is.
Oh. All Star.
All Star by?
Smash Mouth.
Very nice. She likes Smash Mouth?
Yes.
If you were to look in your music collection, what do you think? What music inspires you the most? Like, what music can you just listen to over and over and over and over and over until your parents say, Matt, turn that off?
Probably Weird Al.
Weird Al, yeah. You kind of strike me as a Weird Al kind of guy. So, Matt, are you having a good time?
Yeah.
You are. You learning a little bit about radio?
Yeah.
Learning a bit about weird people?
Yeah.
Definitely on on that one.
He kind of reminds me of Nate.
He does. He's got a little bit of that Nate sort of, yeah, those one-syllable word answers. Very nice. Well, Matt, thank you so much for sharing this musical selection with us. Here you are.
me, the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Thank you so much. See, you got to get those points down. Because when you point to me, I think I'm talking. And if my mic's not on, it drives me crazy.
Sorry.
Welcome to Youth Voice. Today's Music Day. We have now sent young Matthew into the production room. He's now part of our production team. He will be producing the show from this point on. Am I correct? They're not listening to me.
He just told me never to apologize, and they just told me I never, ever apologize.
That's all right. That's okay.
So I'm not sorry.
All right. You will be.
No, is that a threat?
No, it's a promise. All right, folks. Today is, as I said a thousand times, Music Day. Matt just played us a little Smash Mouth. Up next is Jeff. Now, Jeff, you think it's J-E-F-F. It might even be G-E-O-F-F. Once, but no, it's J-E-P-H, like fat, like dope. Right, Jeff?
How do you spell dope with a P-H?
No, I don't know. Dope.
Okay.
You're playing music, my friend.
I am playing music.
You were so excited today.
I am.
You need to just relax a little.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Yes.
All right, go.
I'm playing Rancid. I'm off their... Outcome the Wolves CD, and the title of the song is, what was it? Junkie Man.
Junkie Man. All right, folks. Junkie Man. Here. Youth Voice. Any-
I
riding on the rivers of Babylon. Oh, better not as good enough to pick up the brightness. See the corner corners forming up and that's where I like this. Colorize the learning through the misery and show it with your brother. You're caught up in a system that is going.
Back to you, voice.
I'm getting better.
You are. You're getting better and better.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
In
welcome.
Every way.
Yeah, in every way.
With your loving support, I can get better.
Neil, oh boy, you are just something special. You're going to be playing a little music, are you not?
Yes.
What are you playing?
I'm playing Guttermouth.
Guttermouth. Yes. What's the name of the song?
It's called Perfect World, and it's my ideal perfect world, too.
Is it really?
Sure.
I'm almost afraid to listen.
Oh, there's nacho cheese and anarchy. Boy, that sure sounds good to me.
Nacho cheese.
And anarchy.
Here's the question. If we really were in a state of anarchy, do you think we would have nacho cheese?
There's no such thing as anarchy.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
If there were no laws.
Yes.
If there were nobody to sit down and make the nacho cheese.
Yes, because there are weaker people. And there are stronger people, and the stronger people would make the weaker people
eat the nacho cheese.
No, make nacho cheese for the stronger people to eat.
I think you are full of nacho cheese.
Therefore, there is a structure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that little socio-political dialogue.
Cheesy.
All righty, let's listen to it.
If I lived in a perfect world, I would spend my days lying in the sun. Your life as in the skits. Wave goodbye to the wife and kids. I'm ready to move into a perfect world. Nacho cheese and anarchy. Boy, that sure sounds good to me. Every kind of drug is free in the new America. Shoot your pistol in the air. Celebrate the brand new year. Living leisurely in a perfect world. If I lived in a perfect world, I would spend my days lying in the sun. The party never ends in a perfect world. If your life has hit the skids, wave goodbye to the white and kids. I'm ready to move into a perfect world. Everybody's shaking hands. Goodbye, all you strange fans. Sit around and get a tan in the new America. When I turn on my TV, nothing but pornography. No more energy in a perfect world.
Thank you.
was for free, cause everything belongs to me. No more green fees in a perfect world. If I lived in a perfect world, I would spend my days lying in the sun. The party never ends in a perfect world. If your life has hit the skids, wave goodbye to the wife and kids. Everyone's like me in a perfect world. Everyone's like me in a perfect world.
Gotta love those punk rockers. They really know the recipe for a healthy living. Go sit down.
Nacho cheese and anarchy.
So, John's up next, and he's going to play us his music selection.
Yeah, this is something we've never played on the station before.
Wonderful.
For a change. No, I mean, you know, okay. I mean, I played this guy because I love this guy. His name's David Garza. David.
David,
it's got the,
not David. Well, David.
It's not, yeah, David. It's got a little accent on the I for David. Anyways. This song is off his latest album, This Euphoria, and this track is called Slave. It also appears on the, some soundtrack somewhere, but what's important is it's David Garza.
Right on, you're listening to Youth Voice here on 90.7 KSER.
So close, I'm so close.
Welcome back to Youth Voice.
That was the wrong track, but that's okay.
It was a surprise track, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We like to turn things around a little bit.
Yeah, surprised me.
I think it surprised everyone here, actually.
Yeah, kind of problem. Well, you know.
But that's all right, though, because we're doing a music show, and anything goes during music show day. Isn't that right, Lena?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We have a lot of fun. We do a lot of good, cool things, and generally have a good time. Up next is Lena. She's going to play her next selection.
I'm going to play this English band called Space, and the song is Female of the Species. And
I love this song.
Yeah, it's a great track. They're a great band. I used to have the CD, and I don't know what happened to it, but they used to play the song once in a while on a couple of the radio stations, but barely ever.
They were kind of a one-hit wonder.
But they were on the Austin Powers soundtrack, which gave me a little hope for them. I hope they...
The new Austin Powers soundtrack?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Or maybe the older one. I don't know.
Who can say, really?
It's a good song.
Wonderful.
Great.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
I love it. Welcome back to Youth Voice. It's Music Day, but before we go on with the show, I want to congratulate KSER's very own Rob Emery. He's in the... Get away from me. He's on the front page of the local news in the local news section in the Herald. He is working quite hard to preserve a park. A park, it's called Maggie's Park, and they are doing a series of Saturday concerts at Maggie's Park, and basically what they want to do is save the park from turning into a highway overpass. a very noble deal. Yes? Hi, Lena.
Yeah, our little pseudo-jazz quintet that's just forming up, he asked if we might be able to play there. So you'll know there's going to be good music there.
Right? That's right, because you got your pseudo-jazz quartet.
Yeah. What? I can't hear you at all.
Yes, just say right on.
Say yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Right. Anyway, so Rob's picture is pictured here, right here. He's sitting on a picnic bench, checking out folk musician Pierre Burkhart as they play the very first of many Saturday concert series at Maggie's Park. Very interesting stuff. And I would imagine that if you wanted more information, you could call and say, let me talk to Rob Emery. Leave Rob a message here, 742-4541. 425-742-4541. Right, Nate?
Yep.
You got a song you're going to play.
Yeah, and I believe it's going to almost run us out of time. So.
All right. Well, so then we leave you with this gift, this offering of thanks for listening to the show. I want to thank our newcomer, Matt, for being a part of what we did today. A lot of fun. Thanks to all the folks here in the studio. And thank you to our production team, Nathan and Lena. And Lena, don't worry. Everybody pushes the wrong button. Every time. Every time someone gets new onto the board, there's always someone getting cut off or a wrong track being played. And everybody's done it, so don't worry. You're doing a fine job. I know. She's upset. She's sad. It's all right. It's okay. Anyway, folks, thanks so much for listening. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday.
All right. Bye. I am going to play for you a little cold cut. It sounds odd, but the track is called Last Night, A Cliche Saved My Life, featuring Grandmaster Flash and DJ Food. So I hope you've enjoyed listening, and we've enjoyed entertaining you for the last hour and a half. And Troy wants to get a little word in.
I just want to say, stay tuned for Dave Moody and Pastures O' Plenty.
Oh, yeah.
The official adventures of
the Grandmaster.
Like this. To the old school, we all grow back old school.
all the bees.